All right, this is the Cool Shit Podcast. Each week, we round up the latest cool shit, helping us think different and keep inspired. What makes it in, what gets left out, and what gets challenged. Is it cool? Is it shit? Or does it cross the magic threshold and come bona fide, certified cool shit? Welcome to the editors' meeting.
Welcome to episode 64 of the Cool Shit Podcast. I actually exclaimed excitedly, 64 Zoo Lane, if anyone remembers that. Do you remember that, James?
I do remember that.
Lucy, yeah. Do you remember 64 Zoo Lane?
I can't say I do.
Do you not?
It's a really cute British cartoon about this little girl at nighttime who goes hangs out with loads of animals in the zoo.
Am I a bit too old for it?
I think so. Yeah. I didn't want to say that.
Alicia won't have a clue what it is.
James is
American,
very kind.
Not because I'm old. Not because you're old, because you are American.
You're also old, though. That's just not why.
Today's a bit of a special one because Gareth's not here. No, I'm joking. But we've got the girlies. We've got James and his three girlies. James's angels. Does that have a ring to it?
I don't mind it.
Of course you don't, you dirty dog. Alicia, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
You've not been on the podcast for a while.
No.
Have you missed it? Desperately. Yeah.
Thrilled to be here.
There was actually a time where you were on it quite a lot, so we probably needed a break.
Yeah, but isn't that she's gone off because none of her articles got selected?
Yes, Lucy. That is true. They tend to be quite bad.
They're terrible, yeah.
And we got Lucy, who prepped for this approximately 30 seconds ago.
I'm always prepped for cool shit. Constantly looking, being aware, bleeding edge of culture, all of that.
That's Zach agency for you, bleeding edge of culture. And then I can go back to James now. The editor-in-chief of the Cool Shit Podcast and newsletter. What have the stories been like this week?
I don't like them because... Before we start, I noticed we're in a different room this time and there's notepads available, so I've written all of your names and I'm going to mark you throughout the podcast. So when you say something that I like, you're going to get a tick. When you say something I don't like, you're going to get a little cross.
I'm just constantly seeking James's approval, so I'm going to be top of the class, just to add
a bit of jeopardy.
Actually the return of Professor Allen.
It is.
It is.
Guys, is that what it is now? I'm a teacher now.
I think you are Professor Allen now.
I am. Stories this week. They've all been either like really wholesome and earnest or kind of activist-y, which are two things that piss me off.
I want
to watch the world burn.
The last couple of podcasts I was on, you were swayed by earnest or activist articles. So I'm glad that I'm back to the return of James as I know him.
Maybe that's what it is.
Hates the world, wants to see it burn.
It's more exciting that way.
I'm not feeling confident about my stories.
Dark and twisted.
Do you want to go wholesome or save the planet first? Let's go wholesome first.
Go on then.
Actually, this makes sense because last time we did a bit of a Christmas advert special.
We did, yeah.
Talked about some of the big ones with, JD, John Lewis, Greggs.
Yep.
I said those really quickly together. It's not John Lewis Greggs, but John Lewis Greggs.
John Lewis Greggs.
There was a comma in there. I just swallowed it slightly. This week, we've got another one, but with a twist. So Charlie's Bar, which is a pub in Enniskillen, Northern Ireland, they went viral this week for their homemade Christmas advert, which has been declared by random people on the internet as the best Christmas advert of the year. Has everyone had a chance to see?
Random people on the internet / people in our agency.
Who were brought to tears.
Mm-hmm. I actually was one of those. I didn't say it was the best Christmas ad, just to verify. I didn't say that.
I want to be clear now. I wasn't those random people. I saw them. I was already going to bring this to the Cool Shit Podcast before Matt posted it on the group. So I am actually referring to random people. as opposed, but also very specific people in the group chat.
But for those who haven't watched it, what's happening in this advert? I know all I know is that it's budget.
Yeah, so it's very budget.
aggressive.
It's really cruel.
I don't know why they
tried their best, you know?
It's the story of a lonely old man. And I guess you're just not meant to ask why he's lonely. What did he do? Who knows? Maybe if he took little Timmy to his violin practice, he wouldn't be alone at Christmas.
Oh my God.
It starts with him. I feel bad for saying this now. It starts with him putting flowers on someone's grave, probably his wife. And then he's walking around the town just trying to kind of clock eyes with people because he feels so lonely and people are ignoring him. Then he tips up at Charlie's Bar, which is just a place for everyone where you can sit back and have a drink, having a drink by the fire, and a young couple straight out of boohoo.com come over to him and enjoy a drink with him in the spirit of Christmas.
There's also a dog. That's
there is a dog. The dog was the. I mean, Cafe I've never had to describe an advert in such kind of granular detail. But yeah, there was a dog that comes over to the man, jumps up, and then the woman. I mean, it was all over a track, so you couldn't hear this, but I think he said, do you mind if we join you? And he said, fuck off, you bitch.
I would have preferred that so much more.
And then they join, and I think, that's the point is, be nice this Christmas, especially if you're going to Charlie's Bar.
It ends with the quote, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Cringe. It's
very live, laugh, love. Yeah.
You know what? Like, I despair. I have a problem though. Anything that involves like sad music with old people being lonely. Like I see like elderly people holding hands, you know, walking down the street. That makes me cry. I watched it and I sobbed. I did. Yeah. I got quite upset about it. But like,
I feel bad now. I'm saying it's cringe.
Because, but I think I don't think it's a bad message to send out there. Do you know what? Like, it's so budget, and I love it. Well, I mean, you know, how do they train the dog?
I think the dog was his dog because the dog was way too comfortable with that old man. I was watching it and I was a little bit suspicious.
Yeah.
But
I didn't, I'm going to level with you. I didn't trust that old man for a second.
We know.
And also it turns out that he was actually like, he was part of a local acting group, which I think makes his, that makes me less forgiving of his frankly wooden performance.
I think it's just got the same like sentiment as every other, like we're talking about last week, Christmas advert. It's the same as every other Christmas advert. There's a sad, lonely person and it's time to be festive and make friends.
What other advert out there at the moment?
Like John Lewis always do adverts like that. Like I automatically think of John Lewis.
They didn't this year.
Yeah, no, but in general, guys, don't all attack me at once.
Yeah, somehow it's like every Christmas advert without being like a single Christmas advert. It's like the archetypal Christmas advert.
Because it's budget, I think adds a bit more like authenticity to it. And it's because of the performances of it wooden.
What I quite like about it is because obviously it wasn't, no one intentionally becomes viral, right?
Sure. I think that's what's
and what I like about it is that like it's a small local pub in Northern Ireland. And they've done it for probably a genuine reason. I like to think more than like the bigger ad companies or like big brands do, where it is a bit of a like kind of old pat on the back, like, you know, be kind this Christmas, that kind of thing. I think this feels more genuine, which is why I like it.
I agree, but it's just the way it's been treated like a child's drawing, where it's like, you did this all on your own. Good for you. Like, and people are saying like, people are, again, these random people on the internet are saying like, oh, this is amazing. I'm like, is it? Like,
it's funny you say that, James, because I was talking to Gareth about it yesterday because we were like cracking up at everyone's responses in the work group chat because we were like, we just can't connect with it.
Maybe I'm really annoyed. I wanted to be controversial. I'm annoyed that you don't like it either.
I don't. And Gareth, because he's obviously can't be here today, he wanted me to make sure I get his point across. He said it's like a GCSE project run by Pablo and James.
I don't like that comment very much.
I didn't think you would.
I don't really know what that means.
Like,
anyway.
I honestly don't know why I'm getting so angry about this. I feel like I need to calm down. It's like, oh, Mr. Creative Partner over there in your high tower who knows and like gets paid for a living to create ads of amazing quality.
Lucy's getting a tick. Right? Only because you're criticising Gareth.
GCSE, like, they don't know what they're doing. They've done it off their own back with little to no money. Like, do you know, back in your box, Gareth, I'm glad you're not here. I probably would have gone after him. I think, did you just mark me down?
I'll give you a tick. I like that. You're a big tick.
Look, it's not going to set the world on fire. But I think it probably came from a good place. And do you know what? I'd much rather that get the views and get the eyes on it than a massive sort of a John Lewis or Lidl or whatever.
I agree. And the fact that I thought I was going to be the only one against it now puts me in favour of it. And I will say, despite the questionable performances, that the narrative in it is actually...
That's your main problem, isn't it? The acting performances were wooden and disingenuous.
It needed an edit. It was a bit long. But yeah, the basic narrative arc told a decent story. So I'm going to give credit where credit's due,
so
to Charlie's
fickle.
Bar.
You are so fickle. But also, Lucy, I think it's your influence on James, because this happens almost every time you're on the podcast. You kind of convince him. You bring him round. Make him feel more human.
I just want James to think well of me. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
I can't
he's
tell.
The smartest person I know, so it makes me feel smarter,
yeah,
and therefore makes me feel better at myself. I just also like to say that I love Gareth Carter, and I apologise.
She takes, yeah, she's here. Feeling guilty.
We're gonna
I kind of went on a bit of a tirade, so I should probably.
Moving away from Christmas, we've got something else.
From a fossil to fossil fuels.
He just called the old man a fossil.
Do any of you lot fucking hate fossil fuels as much as me?
Lucy,
we'll get to that. This week, Olivia Colman appeared as a big oil CEO, Olivia Coal Mine.
I love that.
See what they did there? In a Richard Curtis director campaign designed to highlight pension fund ties to the fossil fuel industry. Mm-hmm. And if any of you would like me to explain exactly what that means.
I think you should.
This is part of my issue with it, is I kind of don't really get exactly what it means. So the idea is, I guess, the pension funds that we all deposit into
the government,
yeah,
no,
have money in fossil fuels,
yeah.
And
yeah,
and that's bad.
And it's basically saying it's driving the climate crisis. Mm. So make my money matter is the
Do
brand.
You know what though? This is good for someone. I had no idea that that was.
Yeah. It's an educational piece, and it's working.
I had no idea that was a thing, and I also didn't know that you could. Well, obviously you can take your pension, but to remove it, that you're able to call them up and
this
be
is
like,
what, yeah,
get rid.
This is what it's saying. It's urging people to do exactly that, basically. But I don't know. And it's gone down quite... Well, firstly, I imagine that pension funds invest in fossil fuels because they're a fairly safe investment and it's a pension.
Yeah.
And also, there's been a mixed reaction to this. Some people are saying it's great. And then other people less so. And I do understand how it could rub someone up the wrong way having Richard Curtis and Olivia Colman telling you what to do with your money, your pension in particular. Mm. And I also understand how you might look at it and go, the only thing I want my pension fund to do is to make as much money as possible for me to retire to.
It's, it's a link that I never would have, like Lucy, would have even thought of. Have you guys seen the advert? Should I play a little bit?
I've not seen it. Play it then. Yeah,
I'll
go on.
I'll show you. She's looking quite sinister in it, actually.
I just love her.
Hello, my name is Olivia Colman. And on behalf of the fossil fuel industries, I would like to say a huge thank you for all your support this bumper year. People like you have pumped billions of your hard-earned pounds into our gas and oil businesses. The cash from your pensions has helped us dig, drill, and destroy more of the planet than ever before.
So she's like this supervillain.
I love her.
It's a cool character,
much.
But also, why her of all people? It's quite random.
She's incredible and she can do no wrong. She's a fantastic actor. She's just like,
has it made you think of where your pension's going now? And
I've got like a pension in the US. I've got one here. Like, I honestly,
the
I
climate
can't
crisis
even
is
think about
your
it.
Fault.
I'm stressed. Like, I don't know, but I just love her. That's all.
I imagine the fact that her name is Colman wouldn't have been insignificant. Okay. That's why I like the idea that it was.
Do you know, so they're being like, right, how many we, what oh, actors no. out there have
Some
names that we
oil.
Can use?
Well, genuinely, that's what I was going to say. I like the idea that there was one copywriter who came up with a pun and it's like, oh, we can at least ask. and then it all snowballed from there. I don't know. In terms of the video itself, I think it's good and I think it works for the audience that it will be targeted at. I don't know though, has it caused any of you to want to get in touch with your pension fund?
No, but it's made me think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's one step closer.
I wouldn't have known otherwise.
I will. Yeah.
I mean, we do need fossil fuels.
You'd be the case. I think the main thing for me is that, like, to Gina's point, is ads at the very least should try and make you think or engage or excite or stimulate in some capacity. Ideally.
They should.
And I think something like this at least has got people talking, right? So surely that's a sign of...
I think they should provoke, not proselytize, though. Like, I
don't... What's that? What does that second word mean?
Just kind of the sanctimonious preaching, I guess.
It's not preachy, though. That's
because
the point.
It's not telling you to think. It's telling you what to think and what to do.
What, this advert is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
It's not though. It's just making you think like she's, it's like, it's obviously, they it's made a bit of a like,
you didn't know that all your money
but it's really is going towards,
and you're killing the planet.
Yeah, because she's in like this like latex outfit drinking oil out of a glass. Like it's obviously kind of taking the piss as well.
Thanks.
No, I think it's not in like a serious way.
It's provocative. It's designed to shock and to make you be like, oh my God, I'm contributing to climate crisis. Mm. I need to do something different. That's what it's doing. Yeah. What's the classical, I'm going to use it. Didactic. It's a didactic advert.
It's funny. It's annoying because I was saying didactic. I thought she's not looking for didactic. Lucy gets another.
Lucy's got two ticks. It's a didactic advert. I don't disagree.
I don't have an issue with the ad itself. I think it's pretty well done. I have an issue with the cause, I think, behind it. Okay. But that's probably an issue for another podcast.
Yeah. Okay. So, Alicia, any more thoughts on your pension and Olivia Colman? Together or separately?
I mean, I just love seeing her in things, so keep it up. Tell me what to do, Olivia Colman. I will do whatever you want me to do.
Fair enough.
Yeah, especially in that latex outfit.
The benefit is that Alicia's going to go and uncover all the pensions she has.
And buy us a drink.
I really need to, have a conversation with someone. I don't know where my money is.
I'm going to tell them to invest more in fossil fuels.
Oh, for God's sake, of course. Great. Cool, thanks for that, James. Two good stories.
Two stories.
two stories, well done.
Thank you.
Both quite different. One wholesome, one kind of not. Mm. Alicia, what have you got for us?
So I'm sort of similar vein to yours, James. So it is also sort of related to climate action and things like that. So basically, this... have I just got...
You got it. Damn it. You got a cross.
Okay. Well, it's like cynical. That's good, right? Okay. So basically there is... So there's a story that McCann, so massive agency, is... So they currently do work for Saudi... What is it?
Aramco.
There you go. Apparently they are going to be repitching for that work. And it's one of those things where like they've made like trillions of dollars and, you know, they probably... spend quite a lot of money with McCann, but it's all a bit sort of...
Who are Aramco, though?
Aramco. It's the
largest oil and gas company.
Okay, so...
In the world.
Alarm bells already.
It's
also the... It's the company slash the state that own Newcastle United and a load of... It's basically the sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia.
Right.
It is the Saudi royal family, for want of kind of a better way of putting it.
So it's a bit, you know, is it good? Is it bad? Probably not great. And it's the whole idea of like, you know, what they're promoting and stuff like that. It's all a bit sketchy. Anyway, so this agent... So they're basically, as a response to McCann sort of repitching for this work... Mm-hmm. A climate collective called Glimpse, alongside a musician and then a climate communications lab, Utopia Bureau, have created sort of a fake agency called Atmospheric, and they've put some ads basically attempting to pitch for this work. And so it's all very cynical. Like, they have a website, like, you know, about this fake agency. And
their mission statement is the social license they need to keep the fire burning.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, they have like pictures of people in like meeting rooms looking at like burning forests. Yep. They have, you know, things about our people. They have someone, the chief sustainability officer, saying, I'm doing my best. profit, people, planet, in that order. So it's all just like very cynical way of like, you know, what are we doing? Like, why are these massive agencies still pitching for all this work and wanting to do that? Like,
they've got a billboard as well.
Yeah, they put a billboard out. So it's just like a fun campaign. I don't know. It's just an interest. Again, another thought starter. The climate is changing. Businesses shouldn't have to.
It's just shining a light on the fact that the opinion that ad agencies shouldn't be making ads for you know, companies like that, for fossil fuel companies. It's like the Havas appointment by Shell. They lost clients. They lost, you know, people walked.
Yeah. A spoof agency is a hilarious idea, though.
It's like, nice, I like it. But it's, I mean, again, it's just sort of, is it going to make a difference? I don't know. It's another thing where it's just like, well, it's just something to make you think. Like, if you, I think there was some other stuff about McCann, like people in the agency, not everyone is even aware that they represent them or do work for them. It's kind of something that they do on the side. It's probably very siloed, but they're probably raking in tons of money from that. So it's just like, I don't know. Is it good? Is it bad?
I don't know. I think what you said, Lucy, that would be the motivator, is because it's behavior is unlikely to change just for moral reasons. It's when it's financially kind of beneficial to do so.
I think especially if you're a big agency who promotes a reputation of being, sustainably conscious or climate conscious or whatever else, to then take on a...
Yeah, that is an issue. You can kind of make a stick for your own back when you preach certain things and then you don't live up to it. I mean, with this campaign, I mean, I guess I like it. I think it's clever. Like, we worked on something, well, sort of worked on something a while ago about that kind of like the sort of bait and switch. I like stuff. Yeah. I like stuff that's like meant to be kind of eye-catching and does actually work. But then on the other hand, I'm just so sick of having to pretend to care about stuff.
Oh my god!
It's exhausting. I've become very world weary this week writing courses.
This week in particular. Sorry guys, I feel like I'm being a bit pro fossil fuely this week. It's like this I week. Don't in, know. I well, feel this, like, yeah. I've always been that.
This is the worst. The problem of being a contrarian is you end up with some fairly uncomfortable bedfellows.
But no, it's just interesting. Like, is there any, you know, if you work at a big agency, like, would that turn you away? Like, seeing some of the people that they work with, or if it's like, oh, you know, you're going to have to work on Shell or some other big, you know, oil, something that maybe you don't, I don't know, believe in.
Yeah.
Like, would that, I don't know, change your mind about like an agency? Like, I don't know. Probably not,
if I'm honest.
Yeah. Do I have to answer that? Or?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's just something to think about. Because some people would absolutely be I would never.
That's what I'm saying. I'm probably the wrong audience for this, as we've established. But I do think that would actually make an enormous difference, especially given the kind of some of the insufferably moral people that work in this industry. So I'm sure.
Not in this agency.
Guys, keep listening to Caution. Every week, for you, we will be pitching for this work as well.
It's actually interesting because I've googled the atmospheric Aramco.
Also, I'm going to give myself a cross because they don't own Newcastle. I was getting them mixed up with a different Saudi fund, but it's the potato
vibe. I can only find one article about this fake agency. Did you find more? Is it just not being...
What, you think the Saudi royal family have had them off or something?
No, I just think maybe...
You think they Khashoggied them?
I think they're just...
Come out.
Oh, my God.
I like there's this quote it was on the from... where... the Is it the CEO of Utopia Bureau? He said... Very soon, fossil fuel companies will be less socially acceptable as clients than arms dealers with a sideline in kid-friendly cigarettes.
I don't know about that.
It sounds like something James would say.
Yeah, I like it. He's charmed me. I like the cut of this guy's jib.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, it's not actually being... like. I can't find much about it, so maybe they're thinking they're making a massive point, but are they? Because...
I don't know. Well, the agency behind it is also really interesting. They're basically saying, like, they think it's unfair that, like, all these young creatives and stuff are going to have to work for all of these, like, things that aren't very good for the environment or society at large, whatever.
But old creatives can.
So they have this thing where they're also trying to, like, basically, they call it inside job and basically, like, ruin or, like, sabotage pitches for these massive clients.
Yeah, I think you're right. Is it a massive deal on a kind of global scale? No, of course. It's quite kind of siloed and advertising industry centric. It feels like the type of idea that will probably win a load of awards and get you a load of kind of pats on the back from industry colleagues. But that's not necessarily a bad thing in itself. I think.
But Utopia Bureau, who did it, is like they've done the work that they've done speaks for itself in terms of that. It's all about climate change. They call it the Climate Comms Lab. So I think I like agencies doing stuff for themselves.
I was really hoping you were going to say they've done some work for Raytheon and Lockheed Martin or something.
This wasn't my worst
This might be your best.
What a way to end the year Christmas as well, miracle. Because you're probably not going to be on the podcast now till 2024.
You know what, Alicia? You've earned yourself a tick.
Oh, I'm so
that
happy.
That cancels out the cross.
It does. You're back to neutral. Yeah.
Great, love that.
Last but not least, Lucy.
Okay.
What you got for us?
Mine is not climate related, nor is it activism related.
Fantastic.
So, cast your mind back to Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week. Balenciaga, Spring 24, they showcased a towel skirt priced at $925. And then there was a really nice piece of reactive marketing from, product placement from IKEA, who did their own take, but at £8. Yeah. So £900 cheaper, which I just quite like. I like that vibe. It's like when Burger King talks shit about McDonald's, yeah. You know. Yeah. I've got a lot of time for it. It's just a little bit of a fun piece of...
So you like IKEA's response as opposed to the fact Balenciaga have a towel skirt for £900-something? Not something you want to buy?
Not right now.
Not right now.
Maybe in the future.
Can expense it. Joe won't mind.
But I don't need to worry about it because I think we should be clear as well. IKEA's version is just as nice.
We should be clear, like when you say towel skirt, you really mean it's a towel.
Yeah,
like,
wrapped around
it's
you.
Not like a kind of like smart, like a nice terry cloth little number.
Like it blew up. Like it was, if Balenciaga doing something to make themselves talked about, it's not a bad thing to do. But it is, my favourite bit of the IKEA campaign is like the way they style it with the IKEA bag. It's kind of like style profit.
So I think Balenciaga previously did like an IKEA bag kind of knockoff as well, didn't they? So there's a bit of back and forth. I'm surprised just the Balenciaga thing, because I think they said they were going to stop doing this, because obviously they're famous for, they did the fucking bin bag, like, for kind of stunty stuff that's just meant to kind of make people angry just for attention, all that sort of stuff. But their new or newish creative director, that Demna person, said that, oh no, we're going to get back to this, what made Balenciaga great, blah blah blah, and then drops fucking towel. So a bit disappointing for them, but I think
it's what they do. They're quite into their whole viral clickbaity fashion. I don't think this was just like them being like, oh my god, this is an amazing idea.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
I think it was probably deliberately done.
They said they were going to stop with the clickbaity stuff, and they've probably done one of the, or maybe that was just
the biggest
drum roll the clickbaity stuff even more. But I'm with you in terms of the liking the reactive marketing or whatever from IKEA, because like they did it literally like a day later as well. Well, and I know if you look if you look at the image, it doesn't look like it would take an awful lot of time to get someone to put on a towel, but like that there's enough people, things always move at a glacial rate in anything, particularly with a company that big. So to kind of turn around and say fuck it, let's just do it,
I'm gonna be more serious and more mature, and then it's like towel skirt. It just doesn't quite work.
It also does it like an outfit you'd see someone wearing in like a night out in Dalston.
Does it?
Kind of. Girls are loving wearing skirts over jeans. It's kind of the same thing.
Skirts over jeans.
Towel. Yeah. It's back.
Oh, I love shirts over it's jeans. Back. I used to do that.
I would never, but it's back. Oh, Lucy would.
I have. I have, and I will again.
I will again. She'll strike again.
There are technically photos of me wearing that outfit.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Lucy.
Sorry.
I liked that story.
Oh, it's
short and sweet.
I think we're all unanimous.
It was nice to finish off on.
And also just fashion good. Sucks.
Yeah. that's the thing. I think like fashion is one of those, particularly high fashion, is one of those sort of like societal holy cows that it's acceptable to give a kicking, and you're very rarely going to get any pushback. So I think everyone who sees this, because you do, same with like the art world and stuff, like you do just think fashion's just a kind of a nonsensical, stupid world, completely detached from reality. Yeah, high fashion. Yeah. So whenever you see something like this, I think 99% of people say, yeah, good, fuck them. Mm. So, even in that sense as well, it just kind of builds on IKEA's existing, like, reputation for being a little bit sort of, a little bit irreverent, a little bit cheeky. So
because they usually are with the adverts anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So
I also just don't think that it does that much damage to Balenciaga anyway.
No.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
They're doing fine.
Like, if anything, it just brings them back into the conversation again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Free press.
Thanks, guys. for joining the podcast. Lucy, it's such short notice. It's greatly appreciated.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
Yeah, you get an extra tick.
I love
pushing.
You get an extra tick for joining.
Gina has nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, no, but I also technically have nothing now.
Why do I have nothing?
I don't know. I didn't
bring a story. I
maybe
was just
that's
here,
maybe that's what it
just,
is.
Just
yeah.
You know, trying to be hostess with the mostess.
So you can have a tick. So so Lucy comes first, Gina second.
Sorry, Lucy.
Although it was the best story you've ever bought. So
it was.
Guys, cool shit's the real winner.
It is the real winner.
No, the listeners are the real winner.
That was such a nice moment to leave on. You're back to minus one.
James, if people want to read the newsletter and then also listen to this amazing podcast, where are they going to find it?
Zachagency.com/cool-sht.
Yes, and keep your ears open because the next podcast will be a special one.
And also...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
James's
shit.
Side podcast, James Stands Up for Fossil Fuels.
James, watch out for that one.
See you next week.
Bye.